Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Liverpools reservelag gjorde jobben på Deepdale. Her pausepraten torsdag 28. oktober ved Mari Lunde. Det gikk veien for Liverpool på Deepdale I går kveld da de slo Preston North End 2-0 I Liga-cupen. Mål fra Takumi Minamino og et vidunderlig hælspark fra Divock Origi var det som skulle til for å ta Liverpool til kvartfinalene. Klopp sa dette om kampen.
So we come here, we come to Preston, sold out stadium. Nice place by the way, nice stadium really. And so why should it be easy? So and obviously we made it harder for ourselves. Without Preston's doing, and but on top of that, they obviously gave us some problems as well. I knew before the game, and I told the boys one thing which is really important today: that we are ready to struggle, that we are prepared to struggle in moments, because you cannot fly through in a game like this with this with the team which has changed on 11 positions. That makes that doesn't work. So we have just to fight through these moments. We could have done better. We know that you saw us playing. The boys, these boys can play so much better, but they played.
Det var som forventet et reservepreget Liverpool-lag som stilte til start, og også noen unggutter fikk muligheten. En av dem var Tyler Morton, som var en solstråle da han ble intervjuet etter kampen. For 18-åringen det en drøm som har gått I oppfyllelse å få spille for favorittklubben.
Well, it's obviously it's very emotional when your whole family are here and people that have supported you throughout your years, like my mates, Lewis Warrington, Max Holtman, all here watching me, and it just it gets emotional when clapping the fans at the end, and it's just a boyhood dream and what I've dreamed of for since I was born, really, because I've been coming to games since I was 3-4, and I can't really express the feeling.
Også Klopp var fornøyd med det han fikk se fra Tyler Morton på midtbanen, og hadde dette å si om Morton, Conor Bradley og Nico Williams.
Tyler Morton, look, it's not the second game he plays for the first team, and the second game where he really shows what a footballer he is. So when you see him in dressing room without a shirt, you think, okay, come on, directly into the gym. So there's still a little bit to go and to come, hopefully, but we will do that, that will happen. But the football he can play and the football understanding is outstanding, and the technique is there as well, so quite positive about that. Conor Bradley is a boy with a big heart and understands our game really well. His natural positioning is outstanding, so what people wouldn't see but how he when you play with us, you have to judge the situation completely, constantly, and that's, he's doing that, and then he's moving in the right spaces. That's really impressive. Didn't see that a lot. Nico was then really nice for him to have these situations where he can show his skills as well.
Minamino scored Liverpools første mål. Japaneren har scored 5 mål på 5 Liga Cup-kamper, og stortrives tydeligvis I turneringen. Taki holder høy kvalitet. Takis problem er, faktisk er det ikke noe problem bortsett fra at de andre spillerne i hans posisjon er veldig gode, sa Klopp etter kampen. Han er mye bedre på trening enn det han viste i kveld, men han var vår farligste spiller og skåret et mål, og det er veldig viktig. Han forstår spillet vårt ekstremt godt, så du kan hive han inn, og han kan umiddelbart være en stor del av vår fotball, sa Klopp. Minamino fikk prisen som banens beste spiller på spillebørsen på liverpool.no. Nico Williams hadde en veldig viktig involvering i første omgang da han plasserte ansiktet rett i skuddsonen og reddet mål på streken. Preston var nemlig svært nære å ta ledelsen i første omgang. Jeg sto på mållinjen og tenkte at jeg hadde en god sjanse til å blokkere et eventuelt skudd. Heldigvis smalt ballen rett i fjeset mitt så det ikke ble mål, sa Williams til liverpoolfc.com etter kampen. Williams leverte også offensivt og var nest siste Liverpool-spiller på begge målene. Liverpool er altså videre til kvartfinalen. Det er også Chelsea, Arsenal, Brentford, Sunderland, West Ham, Leicester og Tottenham. Trekningen er på lørdag. Ligacupen er ikke en turnering Liverpool har hatt for vane å prioritere spesielt høyt de siste årene. En av årsakene til dette kan være at det er en lite innbringende turnering. Simon Hughes i The Athletic har skrevet om premiepengene. Denne sesongens vinner av Ligacupen vil tjene 100 000 pund. I Champions League gir hver enkeltseier i gruppespillet alene 2,5 millioner pund. En klubb må altså vinne Ligacupen 25 år på rad for å generere premiepengene som kommer fra 3 poeng mot en motstander som Midtjylland, skriver Hughes. Det mener Hughes kan forklare hvorfor Liverpool for eksempel stilte med sterkere mannskap mot nettopp Midtjylland i en betydningsløs gruppespillkamp i Champions League i fjor enn det de mest sannsynlig kommer til å stille med i kvartfinalen i Ligacupen. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.